When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is sponsored by One Welbeck. Hi, clubbers. We've written a book. It's called Have You Tried This? It's out on February the 15th, 2024, and it's by Welbeck Publishing. It has chapters on confidence, on self-love, on relationships, on boundaries.
Work-life balance, calm, physical health. It's a one-stop shop for self-care.
It's available right now on pre-order. Be the first to get your copy. Link is in our show notes.
Hello, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishkon, and welcome to your weekly wellness roundup. What are we bringing this week, Nicole Goodman?
Wellness news, life hack of the week, TikTok trends. I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow has been up to anything this week.
No, she hasn't.
She's been low. Very
low-key this week.
Although I did watch her make a boyfriend breakfast the other day with her mum. What's her mum's name?
Blythe Danner.
She was there. They were hanging out. I felt like I was hanging out with them in their kitchen.
Oh my God, I love Gwyneth's mum.
So do I.
She's so fabulous with herself.
And then I actually saw, apparently she has been up to things. Then I saw a whole video of her. Gwyneth, I just want to say I love you. Okay, so before I carry on, just know that I love you. But this one I didn't get. It was basically a video of her being interviewed with someone, but you didn't see the interviewer. And she was saying, that's her laughing. Saying, oh, people always ask about my hair and what I do with my hair and what products I use on my hair.
I know exactly what you're going to say. You're going to say, I love Gwyneth, but her hair looks like shit, aren't you?
I love Gwyneth, but her hair looks like shit.
I get it!
Hair needs a good fucking cut is what it needs, right? So why everyone is emailing in to ask about what shit product she puts on her hair, whatever it is you're putting on your hair,
Gwyneth, ain't working, love.
Well, you're bleaching it. So you're either going to cut it, but there is no treatment in the world that's gonna sort out those split ends. Just cut. It's too long. Sorry. Not sorry. And it doesn't look great. So then she starts recommending, obviously, all these products that she sells on Goop. And it's like, mate, you need a haircut.
The hair guru has spoken.
That wasn't even in our script.
It wasn't. Can I tell you what's going up this week in the world? Natural energy boosters. Mango leaf extract, aka Zynamite. What a fun name for an extract.
Where did you get that from?
Fuck knows.
What do you do? Drink it?
Haven't got a clue, but it's growing in popularity.
Stick it up your arse?
Maybe.
What do you do with this?
Research suggests it supports mental alertness, reaction time, and fatigue. Zynamite. I just want to take it for the name.
It's a great name.
It really
is. I bet it's in a capsule.
Probably.
That's not exciting.
Okay.
Zynamite should be something you like
draw on your all around your eyes, like a zigzag. And talking of drawing all around your eyes, heavy eyeliner back in. Thick cat eye flicks back in. You know why?
Because I'm wearing it today.
Two reasons. Not you. One, they are making a film about Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yes.
Starring that fabulous girl from Industry. And also...
What's Industry?
Industry was a show about young people in banking.
Again, yeah. Don't know how you have all this time.
This is not a new show. It's a historic show.
To consume all of this content.
Historic show.
Never even heard of it.
And Priscilla, as in Presley.
I really want to see that.
Yeah. She also has major eyeliner style going on. So well, it's all going up.
Okay.
And I'm... totally down with that.
Overstuffed handbags.
It's a thing.
This is great.
It's a thing.
It was everything was spilling out at the Prada and Miu Miu fashion show.
Yeah.
In an ever-changing world, beauty must echo the complexity of our era. I love this. The collection is a search for a reflective definition, a reactive address of beauty for modern times.
Have you ever?
The overflowing bags remind us we're alive at a time where things are a little messy. And perhaps we all need to recognise a stuffed bag isn't necessarily a bad thing. It means we've got places to be and things to do and bright orange briefs to change into. What?
That was the press release. Bright orange briefs to change into.
Who made this press release?
I think it may have been Miu Miu, because I think the models had bright orange like bikini bottoms on. So basically they're walking down the runway with a handbag that's overflowing with shit. And
they're calling it a fashion trend.
Yeah, and it's a thing.
This is not going to work for you.
Are you joking? It's like the worst idea in the world. Stuff falls out. It will get lost. It's not organised.
So I'm saying.
This is stressful shit for me.
This is the worst.
Worst trend.
This is not self-care for you.
No, this is self-harm for me. Yeah. You know what? If you have an overstuffed handbag, my solution would be buy a larger bag.
But you know what might be a good trend for you?
What?
Because apparently the clean girl aesthetic look is going down.
Yes.
And the mob wife aesthetic is going up.
Couldn't be more here for a trend if ever there was one.
And I think your necklace is quite reflective of mob wife.
I was listening to a podcast this morning where they were talking about this exact thing. And they said what was so interesting about it was with most trends, they kind of creep into your psyche. So all like very suddenly, you don't really realise why you've started to wear a slick back bun and only cream jumpers. And suddenly everyone's clean girl aesthetic. But they said almost overnight.
Yes, it is.
It was Hailey Bieber who started it. Everyone is wearing vintage fur or faux fur. Loads of jewellery, loads of eyeliner, and basically looking like they're an extra from The Sopranos. And I'm here for it all day.
Me too. I don't really do the clean girl aesthetic.
Fuck the clean girl aesthetic. A, I'm not that clean, and B,
I didn't even know it was an aesthetic until I heard that it was going out.
Okay, I'm not into it. I'm not into that either. So what else is going down? Ice baths.
I don't think they're going down.
They are.
According to whom?
According to wellness people. It's all about something else now.
We want names.
Can't give you
names.
Name them. I won't.
Name
them. They wish to remain anonymous.
Name them.
No.
Name them.
Name them. Let me talk.
Name them. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, if you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
If you know, you really do know, and you are chuckling away right now. But if you don't know, you're like,
why the fuck
is she repeating herself? Because it was a very iconic recent scene in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
It was amazing.
And there was one woman just going, name them. Name them over and over and over again. Anyway, so name them.
She needs medicating.
Come on, who's the wellness people that said the ice bars are going out?
They wish to remain anonymous.
This is bollocks. They're not going out. You're telling me that cold water immersion is now out of fashion and it's no longer good for you.
Just ice baths. It's all about palm cooling now. Cooling down the palms of your hands.
It's not going to take the inflammation out of your body.
But what it does do is increases your hand grip performance. Now, I don't want to talk too much about hand grip performance because it's not something that factors into A, my non-existent gym life, or B, other
your sex life.
Parts of life. I feel like there's nothing wrong with the grip of my hands.
Also, you don't want a really strong grip for that part
of
your life.
But I did hear you say to James this morning that you were hanging, by which I think you mean you were hanging from a bar. In which case, you do need some good hand grip performance.
Oh, James has stood up. Oh, no, he's going out of the studio.
So try it. Try before you buy. Stick those hands in a bucket of iced water and see what happens.
I don't want to.
Okay, don't.
That's rubbish. That's just rubbish.
It's a thing.
Okay.
Talking of hands, I want to bring you my product of the week. I have actually got it on me. Shall I get it so I can show you it in all its glory?
You know we're on a podcast. So, oh, she's getting up. But she doesn't realise that we are actually on a podcast and the podcast is audio only. So now she's going to get it. She's going to get it out of her bag. She's going to show it to me and I'm going to make a reaction and nobody at home is going to know what the fuck is in her hand because they're all listening to this on their headphones whilst walking their dog or cooking their dinner. She's actually, see, I told
Here
you.
It is.
And so she's showing it to me
Here
and you don't know what it is.
It is the M&S Shea Butter and Honey Hand Cream. Look at the size of this tube.
You
Very good,
one
nice
at home
size.
Can right. look at the size
the
of the tube.
The size of the tube is 75 milliliters. It's a really good size tube. It's you can get it in your overstuffed bag, but it's not massive.
I just cannot with you. I cannot.
Don't you something? Guess how much it is. Guess how much it is.
£4.60.
No, it's £2. And don't say you're not impressed with that. You see, you see, and now.
Nothing is £2.
It's £2 for this very generous sized tube. And also, it's not watery and shit. You know how some are like dribbly liquid? It's
I will be the taste.
It's like a thick,
judge of that.
Proper thick shea butter hand cream. You see, she's impressed. She is impressed, clubbers. She's smelling it.
It even smells nice.
I know. Hence why it is my product of the week. What do you want for £2? Seriously,
You know what I would like for £2?
What?
I would like you to understand that this is audio only. Just occasionally, that people don't know what you had in your hand, you didn't need to get... Oh, you did need to get out for me to see the size of it.
Yes.
To explain why it was so cheap.
And for you to test it for yourself.
There you go.
Okay, and also you can cut reels of it, so then you can see it. And also, I wish we were sponsored by Marks & Spencer's. We're not, so it's just a genuine endorsement. I mean, if M&S want to sponsor us, that's great, but they don't. That's that.
You actually don't know if they don't because we've never asked them. We've never had a conversation with M&S.
Okay, well, we'll have one. But in the meantime, it's a genuine
I think M&S will sponsor our next show. We've got a great new show in mind and we're not going to tell you about it just yet.
Wow, that's very teasy.
Exactly. M&S, they're a good partner for that.
They'd be fucking great.
Anyway, right, TV.
I've got a garot at 8-1 for you. It is new.
I don't know what is going on with you today.
I've eaten a lot of bananas and nuts today. That's all I've had. Bananas, nuts and peanut butter, a combination of all those things all day. I don't
all
know why.
Day. It's midday.
Yeah.
What do you mean all day?
Started at 7 on the bananas and I carried on. I've carried on. It's giving me a pep.
I feel like it's you the one should be hanging now. But hold on a second.
Yeah.
Normally, okay, this is funny because normally you don't eat.
No, I don't.
Until lunchtime.
Yeah.
And I was at home and I'd made myself a very big brunch.
Yeah, lovely.
Because we were recording today from 12 till 2.
Later, a late record.
Right. So that's after lunch.
Yeah.
So I was a bit stressed that I would have to miss a meal.
Of course you
are. Because you know I don't like missing a meal.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this whole chat with myself about Lauren.
Yeah. How I don't eat most days till 2.
And how she doesn't eat till lunchtime. Yeah. And I thought, oh my God, maybe I'll text her and tell her to eat something because I don't want her to feel hungry.
Mm.
And then I literally said to myself, she's a grown woman and you're not her mother. And if she needs to eat,
she'll eat.
She'll eat. She's pretty good at looking after herself.
Yeah.
Leave that shit alone.
Yeah.
So I didn't. And so now I am pleased to know that you've had bananas, nuts and peanut butter.
Yeah, I have.
All morning? Because you said all day. So I'm curious to know how many bananas you've eaten.
I chopped up some banana for Josh's breakfast. He didn't eat it all, so I ate that. Then I decided I actually was really enjoying it, so I ate some more banana. Then I had some peanut butter. And
what do you mean you had some peanut butter? Just a spoonful of peanut butter?
Yeah, and then I had my little, from M&S.
Hold on, you're racing through this.
It's not that interesting, that's why.
You went to a peanut butter jar.
Yep.
You opened it with a spoon.
Knife.
Oh, you are brazen today.
Yeah.
Knife. Was it the same knife that you were cutting the banana with?
Yeah.
Did you still have the banana in your mouth and you thought, I know what this needs. This needs a knife full of peanut butter because peanut butter and banana
are the best combo.
Combo in the whole world.
Of course they are. I smear a bit of peanut butter on the banana and then like obviously have to eat a bit more off the knife after.
That is a brilliant idea. Is that what you did?
Yeah.
So you got the knife.
Yeah. It's not a recipe, Nicole. It's not a recipe. I don't think it's going to make it into my new recipe book, Cooking with Lauren. Get banana, get knife, spit on, peanut butter, eat.
I don't know why I'm so fascinated.
I don't know either. Because I feel like it's a really normal thing that pretty much most of the population already do.
I've never done that.
What?
Never done that.
What do you mean?
I've never gotten a knife into a peanut butter jar. That's the first thing.
Well, what do you do if you're putting peanut butter on toast, Ben?
I know I use a knife.
Okay, right. So you have put a knife
into... No, but normally I put peanut butter in a smoothie.
Oh, okay.
So I use a spoon.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this is very,
fucking
very...
Hell.
high content. Yeah. And I think we should really put this towards the awards next year. Anyway, right. So
the TV recommendation.
What were we talking about?
The TV recommendation. I said I was very peppy and the bananas and the nuts were why. Right. The TV recommendation is the new series.
Maybe I've got one.
Well, I'm giving this first.
Maybe I could run this section.
Do you have one?
For one time in our
life.
You
don't have one, do you?
Maybe.
But you don't have one, do you? No, she's got nothing. She just wants to be in charge of it. But she hasn't actually got a TV show to share. Okay. May I continue?
I actually do.
Do you?
I do.
Okay. Well, you're laughing too much to say it now, so I'm giving mine first. It's True Detective Night Country. It is the fourth installment of Sky's acclaimed series. And it is set in Alaska, and it's with Jodie Foster as this detective. And you don't have to have watched series one, two, or three, because they're all completely self-contained. And it's fucking brilliant. It's a bit spooky, a bit Twin Peaksy, a bit spiritual, a bit gory. Oh, it's great.
I have a bit of a complaint.
Okay.
I didn't love your last TV recommendation.
I know, but the rest of the country did.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
No one else at home knows, because remember,
they're not privy to our private conversations.
They're not part of our conversations.
You're talking about Fool Me Once, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, but it had the nation gripped, is all I can tell you.
It wasn't gripping. It was fine. And she's beautiful and very easy to watch.
She being Michelle Keegan.
Yes.
Star of Fool Me Once.
I thought Joanna Lumley, and it was also brilliant.
I thought she was just Joanna Lumley. I actually thought her part was so two-dimensional. Didn't give her much scope for fun. She played Judith, mother-in-law.
She wasn't meant to be fun. She was the wicked stepmother.
She wasn't wicked enough. She wasn't enough. She was just Joanna Lumley.
She wasn't Joanna Lumley. Because Joanna Lumley normally plays either a comical character or a lovely character. She never plays
evil.
Evil.
Or she's like on a desert island.
You're right. They could have made her more evil.
She wasn't evil enough for my liking.
And I really wanted to cut her hair.
Oh, I see a running theme today.
Yeah. Her hair was wrong.
Okay.
And it's Joanna Lumley. You know, her hair should look good, evil or not.
I think if you're evil, your hair should look better than if you're not evil.
Yes.
For some reason. Do you know what I mean?
That should be a rule.
That is, that law, is a rule, isn't it?
That should be a law. Mm.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to get it through Parliament. Yeah, are you? If you're are evil.
You? My sister-in-law works for the civil service. Would you
could
like
Could you
me?
Ask her?
She's yeah.
I could, to put I it could. Forward.
She's head of asylum seekers. I don't know if it's her department. But I will ask.
Okay. All right. What's your TV recommendation of the week?
No.
Oh, you don't have one?
It was Fool Me Once.
Oh, Fool Me Once. We already recommended that weeks ago.
No. We didn't. You did. Mm. And the problem is with this segment is that you're always 12 steps ahead of me.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to be able to bring anything to the table, am I?
You've got plenty to bring to the table. Don't put yourself down.
I mean, in terms of TV, I am watching the Mark Zuckerberg documentary.
And how is that?
It's fine.
Oh, that's not a recommendation.
I know. I'm just trying to be part of the conversation.
Okay, let's move on.
This episode is brought to you by One Welbeck Women's Health, a leading private clinic in central London.
Bringing together gynecologists, obstetricians and breast specialists, it's truly a one-stop shop for female health.
Services range from breast screening to pelvic floor treatment and everything in between, all carried out in a calm and relaxed setting that has been specifically designed to put women at ease every step of the way.
I had a routine mammogram there recently and I couldn't have felt better taken care of. It was a truly positive experience.
One Welbeck Women's Health has also launched a comprehensive menopause service, taking a multidisciplinary approach to managing menopausal symptoms through a combination of personalised medical treatments and lifestyle advice.
Putting your health first is true self-care. To find out more about this brilliant clinic, visit onewelbeck.com/women's-health or simply search One Welbeck Women's Health.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're travelling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE Series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air Series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you, and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios. Let's go further.
This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
I've got a wellness drink to bring, except I have been trying now for 3 weeks to actually buy it.
Then should we be bringing it?
Well, I'm just saying it's out there, but good luck finding it, mate. It's the M&S Zoe, as in the Zoe app. They've collabed on a gut shot.
Isn't that genius?
Yeah.
Genius.
It contains 5 billion live cultures plus digestion-friendly serving of fibre. I cannot buy it. It is not available in-store or on my Ocado shop.
But then that's ridiculous.
I know.
But who's got it?
People who are really into gut health have obviously brought it
out. Quite into gut health.
I wanted to bring it to the show to test live on the pod, but I can't get hold of it.
And again, it's an audio platform.
But we could still say, yummy.
We could try it, but everyone else would just hear silence.
Yep. It's true.
You're understanding the forum in which we sit right now?
Oh, yeah. It's a pod.
Life hack of the week.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I've actually got a life hack of the week. I've probably brought it here, but I thought about it this morning.
Okay. I'm ready.
When you crack an egg.
Yes.
You know when some of the shell goes in the egg mixture?
I do know that.
And sometimes you get a fork or you get a spoon to try and get that piece of shell out.
I would use a finger, but yes.
Finger, even better, because then you're like chasing it around the
Precisely.
Bowl a little bit.
Yeah.
If you get said shell that you have just broken the egg from and scoop it out, it comes out immediately.
Interesting.
It is actually a fucking great, like, why are you looking?
Because I'm thinking about how, so you're using half the broken egg, one half
the shell,
of it, half of
you,
the shell,
you're using
as
the
scoop.
Yes.
I'm just thinking
and
why
you get
that
it
works.
Every single solitary time.
I actually like that life hack, but have another egg related life hack related to that one. If you crack an egg...
We are on the edge of our seats.
If you crack an egg on a flat surface,
It is far less likely to result in bits of eggshell going in your bowl than if you crack it on the edge of something. Because everyone thinks instinctively, I'll crack it on the edge of the bowl or the edge of whatever. Don't do that. If you're a proper chef, you crack it on a flat surface. You'll find no eggshell in your mix.
Well, that's a shame, because then you can't use my life hack.
Yes.
So now you've done it again, you see. You've done it again with the whole TV recommendations, haven't you? Now no one's going to need to use mine, because anyone listening to this would be mad to break it on an edge. Because why would you do that? So now it's going to be flat. Now there's going to be no debris of shell in your egg mixture, and they don't need to use my hack. Ha.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Should we just finish the show now?
I think it's time.
Yes. You do the outro.
Clubbers.
Considering that you're all over it today.
Clubbers, when you finish with bananas, peanut butters, cracking eggs, watching Sky, dressing like a mob wife, and DMing Gwyneth to tell her to cut her hair, the next thing you can do is buy our book. It's called Have You Tried This? And it's out on pre-order right now. In fact, it's today, 3 weeks till launch date. I'm excited. Nicole's mega excited.
Yeah.
We've recorded the audiobook. That was fun. And the link is in our bio. If you don't want to buy the book, well, we'll cry. But you can find us on our socials at Self Care Club Pod and on Facebook, private Facebook group.
This is an outro, not another
and,
podcast.
Nicole will put music all over this so it won't sound so lengthy. And we'll see you for our main show on Monday. Have a lovely weekend.